Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has received a draft of a new US-backed plan to end Russia's war in this country, according to his office. He's expected to hold talks with US President Donald Trump in the coming days. Joining us to discuss this is Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst, and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Sean, are Ukraine getting shafted here?
Good morning, Shane. There are so many emotions around this, aren't there? I mean, let's be clear. The war has been going on for nearly 4 years now, and millions of people are dying or casualties, millions of people being relocated, etc. The war has to stop sometime. Yeah. And the harsh reality is that Russia is on the front foot. And however much we like it or don't like it, grindingly, Russia is taking land, is paying a huge price for it. If nothing else is happening, I think bluntly, we've got three options here, bluntly, Shane. You either leave things as they are, which the West is helping Ukraine, but it's not doing enough. And gradually, in a couple of years' time, Ukraine will have lost all of the Donbass, but also loads of people. The option two is that Europe and the US step up and do more. There are lots of things that could be done. No-fly zones, Tomahawk missiles, the like, but there's no appetite at the moment to do that. Or three, you try to negotiate. You try to find a way that, however unpalatable, that you draw the war to an end and Ukraine has a future, an independent future, a prosperous future, a self-determining future. Now, I, as a military guy, would be incredibly unhappy if Putin is rewarded for his aggression. But we have to be pragmatic, not idealistic here. And eventually the war must be brought to an end. And at least this is one way of potentially exploring whether there is an appetite from Russia's perspective for drawing it to an end.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I absolutely accept that point, Sean. I know exactly where you're coming from. I suppose the problem is if you look at this deal, it seems to be all give from Ukraine and absolutely no pain for Russia.
Yeah, and I think, well, first of all, I'm not entirely sure that, you know, this is just a plan. It's the starting point. And there's been lots of people quoting it. I've not seen the detail. Apparently it's been shared directly with President Zelensky. One of the things is territory. I think the one thing that will be very difficult for Ukraine to do is to give up that. For your listeners, it's quite difficult to talk through without a map, but there's only a relatively small part of the Donbass that Russia hasn't taken. But that part is three key city towns, Kostyantynivka, Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. They are the gateway to the rest of Ukraine. And if those fell, then a whole load more of Ukraine can fall. So if Russia was just to take those, it basically gives Russia the keys to Ukraine. So unless there were very, very robust security guarantees in place, that's going to be a very difficult give. The other two things that appear on the table, apparently, are the ongoing Russian demands of Ukraine not having a significant military and also them maintaining neutrality, in other words, having no foreign troops on their soil. Now, I think that's a start point for negotiation, that there is no way that Ukraine will ever accept that, because otherwise we're going to see in 1, 2, 5 years' time another push from Russia. So at least there are some starting points for negotiation. Is there a way that Russia can be appeased, maybe forced to appease? There could be Tomahawk missiles flying in, given to Ukraine if Russia doesn't negotiate. And Russia's economy is also hurting a lot now. So there are ways that America could force this a little bit. I think even as Zelensky said, US has the power to ensure that Russia is serious, a stick and a carrot if required.
Finally, Sean, imperfect and flawed as this this putative deal is, undoubtedly is it the basis for peace in Ukraine, do you think, finally?
The only person in the world who can know that is President Putin. If he has the appetite to stop, then he would be prepared to negotiate. But at the moment, he's on the front foot. His economy is on a war footing. And bluntly, he is winning. And therefore, why would he stop? So there, that's why I think there is the ingredients are there. This is war is hurting Russia as well. And if he can walk away from it with a victory, not only in terms of territory, but also economically, then maybe, just maybe, this has the ingredients of bringing this horrible war to an end.
Okay. Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst, co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.